Mr. Dalit, the Chevesh Osuloi, they made a sort of ramp, more like a bridge, for this person who was bringing the goat. And this bridge would go from the Beis HaMikdash for quite a distance until he was relatively far from the Beis HaMikdash. And this way he would be standing on this raised platform, and people standing on the ground wouldn't be able to reach him. Now, why was this important? Because Bnei HaBavliim, because of certain Babylonians, Shehoyim Metalshim B'Se'oroi, who would pull on this person's hair. This could mean literally, or it could be an exaggeration, but they would pressurize him a lot. And they would say to him, Tol Votzei, take it and go out, take it and go out. Because sending this goat off the cliff would really be the source of the atonement for all of the sins of the Jews. So they were hurrying him up. They wanted him to perform his task already, so that they could be relieved of their sins. The Gemara explains that it could be they weren't necessarily Babylonians, it could be they were other people, but they called them Babylonians as an insult. The point is, because of this, he needed a ramp, some sort of raised platform or bridge, to sort of escape from these people. Well-respected men of Yerushalayim would accompany this person who was bringing the goat until they reached the first hut. Now, what exactly is this hut? So, Eser Sukkah is from Yerushalayim v'Adsuk. There were 10 huts from Yerushalayim until the large rock, the cliff from which the Kohen would throw the goat. Tishim Ris, a distance of 90 Ris. And the Mishnah explains that Shiva Mechza l'chol mil. There are 7.5 Ris in every mil, which means that 90 ris is the equivalent of 12 mil. 12 times by 7.5 is 90. And 12 mil is the equivalent of 24,000 amos, which is quite a distance. It's around 8-9 miles. So along this distance, there were 10 sukkahs. So in a distance of 12 mil, there were 10 sukkahs spread out with a distance of a mil in between each sukkah, in between each hut. And there was a mil before the first hut, between the Beis HaMikdash and the first hut. And between the last hut and the actual cliff itself, there were 2 mil. So that's how he reached 12 mil, which is the equivalent of 24,000 amos.